This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A person can have plenty of wealth, there's nothing wrong with it. You can have plenty of dunya, there's nothing wrong with it. But it should have barakah. The Prophet ﷺ was asked by Anas ibn Malik. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu was the khadim, the servant of the Prophet ﷺ. She said, O Messenger of Allah, make dua for this khadim of yours. Make dua for this khadim. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allahumma akthir malahu wa waladahu wa barik lahu. Oh Allah, increase his wealth, increase his children, but make sure when you increase his wealth and you increase his children, you put barakah in it. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu said that the impact of the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was such that when others would harvest their land once, I would harvest it twice in a year. He had dozens of children. But, so to have wealth, the Messenger of Allah didn't say give him one child. He said, أَكْثِرْ مَالَهُ وَوَلَدَهُ. Give him plenty of children. Give him plenty of wealth. But put barakah in it. What does that mean? Look, you can have 10 children, but those children can be a source of you not going to sleep at night. They can be a headache. And you can have one child which you have barakah in. And that child is the coolness of your eyes. You can have millions of pounds. But those millions of pounds are a source of you not going to sleep at night. No barakah. And you can have £200 in your bank account, but you sleep at night, and it's enough, and it's sufficient, and you're content. So this is what we have, barakah.